Yes, our vision is very clear. That is, we are a democratic party. We do believe in democracy. We have certain strategic objectives. First, to achieve peace throughout the Sudan, and the second objective, to transfer to democracy.
Are you sure that Imam Mahdi is capable of winning the election?
Yes, that is, we have done all our best, and we were to achieve elections. And because we are the biggest party in the Sudan, and in the last elections, we gained 104 voice of the Sudanese, the majority of the Sudanese people. And we didn't cooperate with any dictatorship, because we do believe in democracy, and the Sudanese people, they like democracy. I am quite sure that they are going to stand with Sadiq al-Mahdi, because he is always supporting his people, always leading. His hands are very clear. He is not a corrupted man. He is an honest man. He has got all the privileges that is to make the people to choose him.
What qualities do you think Imam Mahdi has that you think will endear him to the people of Sudan?
Yes, he has first of all, he is honest. He is working for the interests of the people. He is working for democracy. He knows the problem of the Sudan. He is a man of vision. He is a man of vision. He didn't commit any mistake or anything wrong against his people.
So do you think he can resolve the tension in southern Sudan? And how will he work in achieving the full implementation of the CPA and as well bring peace to Sudan?
We are fully supporting from the very beginning the CPA. And we said that we supported the CPA because it stopped war and fighting in the south. And it stopped bloodshedding. But at the same time, we said that it is a bilateral agreement and we want to be a Sudanese agreement for all the people. And still, we know that the CPA has achieved a lot. And one of its achievements, that is democracy. The CPA calling for democracy. And we are quite sure we're going to support the CPA, and we are going to improve all the holes here and there in the CPA. Some people may say that we are going to cancel it. No, we are going to promote it for the benefit of the Sudanese people.
Can Imam Mahdi unite the people of Sudan? And does he have the qualities? And is he capable of doing so?
Absolutely right. He is capable. He is a man of vision. He is a man of principles. He has got experience. He knows the problem of the Sudan. He is acceptable man among the Sudanese people. And I'm quite sure that he is going to challenge his competitors.
Well, some of his critics say that he kept quiet when people attacked the Darfuris, and when the war was going on between the North and South, he did nothing to end the war. What do you say to that?
Absolutely, this is wrong. I myself accompanied him in the year 19... in the year 2003, the year when the problem started after the attack of the rebellion to Fashir. I myself accompanied him and we toured all the countries of Darfur, and we joined the people and we listened to the people. And he gave, you know, when we came back to Khartoum, he made a press conference and said that there is a crime in Darfur. And people must investigate, and people must, or the government must compensate the people, and must punish those who are committing the mistakes. Absolutely, what they have said that we are keeping away, it is not true. I myself, have seen, we visited there for more than 3 times.
Why is he demanding more democratic transformation? Because some people think that President Bashir could still win the election that is coming up.
You see that we believe in that. That the Sudan, the people, the Sudan, you know, that there's variety. The Sudanese people, you cannot govern them through one system. We have variety, Muslim, Christian, Arab-based, and African. These differences in the Sudan, you cannot compel them and to follow one system. We want democracy because democracy will give the people the chance to talk, to spread about themselves. Nobody can govern the Sudanese people through one way, because the Sudan has so many different people, tribes, religious, ethnic. For this reason, this is why we are calling for democracy.
Do you think your party is capable of defeating incumbent President Bashir's party?
Yes. Bashir has the government instrument, but he hasn't got the followers. We are depending upon our followers. We are depending upon the Sudanese people. And Bashir is depending upon the military machinery. Nothing. Must be upon the gun. And we are depending upon the people of the Sudan.
So what is your message and Imam's message to ordinary Sudanese ahead of the election?
Yes, he gets his message to the Sudanese people. And his message was very clear. It is for the interests of the Sudanese people. That is his message for the Sudanese people, that one of them, he is going to cancel all what these dictatorships, the laws and administration led in the Sudan through their service. He is going to correct the laws. He is going to be transparent with the people. He is going to give back the rights of the people, which have so many people, they lost their money, they lost a lot of things. He's going to give them back to compensate them. He is going, above all, to work for the unity of the Sudan, and he is going to work for the poor people, and he, above all, he is going to people their rights, their humanitarian rights. The Imam actually is going to support the people, the poor people of the Sudan, and is going to correct the mistake of this regime, and is going to create a good relationship with our neighbor and with the international community.